phone going out, etc. So there's plenty of waste involved. The divisions of waste then, first you get the tractable wastes, which are sewage and household garbage. You can then dispose of these in a safe manner without any difficulty. So we've gone over and had a look at a classic sewage treatment plant at Port Douglas. We've gone through and seen how Cairns is dealing with municipal garbage, and as you can see, they were segregating out those things that might cause problems, like lead acid batteries at the front end of the Bedminster plant. Then after that, the entire process was generating material that at the end of the day, if it wasn't being reused, it was being plonked into a regular sanitary landfill. Then you get the intractable hazardous waste, like the lead acid batteries, which can't be disposed of readily, and most